You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Amen. This is where we are praying to the Lord God Almighty, recognizing that He is our help, He is our source, He is our life, He is our light, He is our provider, He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the all-knowing. Hallelujah. Amen. So welcome. Let us come into this place with all of our desires, all of our cares, all of our concerns, and ready to lay it at the feet of Christ. Amen. I am Mika, and you are blessed. Tell a friend, tell a foe, tell a sibling, tell a family member, tell a spouse, tell somebody we are praying right now. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, Lord God, we just thank you in this time. We acknowledge you. We say hallelujah. We give you the highest praise, Lord God. We recognize that you are the one that can handle and fix and resolve and change our situation and our condition and our circumstance and the events of our life. We recognize that you are the one, Lord God, that can open the doors that have can give us access to all things. So as we come in this moment, in this time, Lord Jesus, we first humble ourselves and we ask that you will forgive us our sins. We ask, Lord God, that you will cleanse us and wash us anew, wash our minds, wash our hearts, wash our hands, wash our feet, oh God. Ah, I'm reminded in scripture how Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. And we thank you, Lord God, that you in this moment, in this hour, are washing our feet. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for how you are reminding us on this day that you are with us, how you are reminding us on this day, how you are ordering our footsteps, how you are reminding us on this day that it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it sounds like. It doesn't matter what it smells like. It doesn't matter how hard it looks. It doesn't matter how impossible it seems and appears. It doesn't matter how over it's communicating to us. It doesn't matter, Lord God. You are the one that your word, at the speaking of your word, you bring life. At the speaking of your word, you turn it around in our favor. At the speaking of your word, that impossible becomes possible. At the speaking of your word, mountains are moved. At the speaking of your word, healing arrives. At the speaking of your word, a comfort is gained. At the speaking of your word, your angels are dispatched to minister to us, warring angels to fight on our behalf. At the speaking of your word, O God, your breath of life is added unto us. At the speaking of your word, we thank you for your resurrecting power. At the speaking of your word, it is restored. At the speaking of your word, insight is gained. At the speaking of your word, perspective is given to us. At the speaking of your word, clarity. At the speaking of your word, even a fresh anointing. Hallelujah. And burdens are lifted and yokes are destroyed. At the speaking of your word, ways are made. At the speaking of your word, those places where we felt that we were stuck and didn't know which way to move and didn't see a way to even go, didn't even know the way. At the speaking of your word, the way appears. Lord God, at the speaking of your word, we stretch forth our hand and we have more energy and more strength. We thank you, O God, that at the speaking of your word, hallelujah, justice comes. At the speaking of your word, O God, you advance us and you promote us. At the speaking of your word, the storms are rebuked. At the speaking of your word, peace rushes in and overtake us. We thank you, Heavenly Father. At the speaking of your word, hard hearts are softened. King's hearts are melted at your feet. Lord God, we thank you. The hard thing becomes easy. At the speaking of your word, the little is multiplied. And we come into a more than enough season. At the speaking of your word, O God, we need your word on this day. Hallelujah. At the speaking of your word, I am reminded in Genesis 1 that at the speaking of your word, light disrupts darkness. Come on, somebody. At the speaking, somebody say at the speaking. At the speaking, hallelujah, of your word, that which was without form and void, hallelujah, comes into a shape and is filled, hallelujah. At the speaking of your word, nothing becomes something, hallelujah. At the speaking of your word, we thank you, O God, that things are formed and shaped and erected, hallelujah. And at the speaking of your word, a spirit of forgiveness overtakes us. And at the speaking of your word, hallelujah, that which is trying to drown us or even smite out our hope and cause us to feel lost, hallelujah, is changed and turned around, and faith is gained. Hallelujah. At the speaking of your word, we thank you that creation happens. At the speaking of your word, we thank you, O God. I thank you right now, and we thank you right now. Speak your word in our finances, O God. Speak your word in our families, O God. Speak your word in our households, O God. Speak your word in our minds, O God. Speak your word in our spouses, O God. Speak your word in our children, O God. Your word of life, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Speak your word in our job situations, in our searching for job situations. Speak your word, O God, to those trauma places, those hurting places, those grieving places, O God. Speak your word, hallelujah, your word of life. The scripture speaks about how Jesus is the word, and that the word, hallelujah, is alive and active, is sharper than any two-edged sword. We thank you, O God, for your word that is dividing and putting asunder that which is trying to take us down. We thank you, O God, for your word that's rebuking the enemy. We thank you, O God, for your word at work in our lives, even if we don't feel it, even if we don't understand it, even if we don't know it, even if we don't see it, O God. We thank you for your living word that is at work. I want to read Ezekiel in chapter 37, verses 1 through. We're going to read verses 1 through 14, right? And the prophet Ezekiel, the hand of the Lord in verse 1 says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones." Set him in a grave place. Set him in a dead place. Hallelujah. That we will see the power of his word. Hallelujah. The power of when God speaks his word. Hallelujah. The power of when God says yes, no man can say no. The power that his word speaks to the dead places and quickens it and livens it. Come on, somebody, and sends in hope. And so we see it. We see it. Hallelujah. In this passage where the hand of the Lord is on Ezekiel and carries him into the midst of the valley, which is full of bones. I'm also reminded in this moment how the Spirit of the Lord led Jesus into the wilderness. And so for some of us, I want to encourage us that we are sensitive to seeing as God intends us to see, that we are in a position for a divine encounter with God. You are in position, amen, to experience his miracle working power. And being in position means seeing the dry, seeing the dead, seeing the impossible, seeing the shut up, seeing, hallelujah, that which man cannot do. Amen. Seeing it looking like it's over, looking like it's done. Hallelujah. So in verse 2, come on, someone say, I'm in position. I'm in position. "And God caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry." So not only is it full of bones, and that in itself, right? That in itself is already impossible. Now the bones is very dry. It's a very difficult situation. God is speaking to some of us who are in a very dry place, in a very difficult place, in a very even sad place, in a very hopeful place. That things are so bad, it's like the only thing I have is to be hopeful, that God has to do something. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We need you. Verse 3, "And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, thou knowest." I feel like the Holy Spirit is having us to pay attention to how Ezekiel responded, that we're not quick to respond based off of our own understanding, that we're not quick to respond based off of what we see and what we think we know. But God, thou knowest. You know what you are able to do. You know, oh God, how this can turn around. You know, Heavenly Father. And so may we, in those places, instead of being quick to go to our knowing, may we be quick to run, hallelujah, to trusting him, and quick to run to leaning on him, and quick to be patient to for him to give us his knowing. And so look, as Ezekiel responded and answered, "O Lord, thou knowest." Now, the Lord God meets him at this place of God's knowing, and God's knowing is about to inform and instruct Ezekiel's knowing, doing. Hallelujah. May we do according to God's knowing, even if it doesn't make sense to us. And again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones. Speak to these bones. What words will Ezekiel be speaking? God's words. Those words of life. Hallelujah. And say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Speak your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Speak your word, Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Come on, some of us, we need to, all of us, one of us, two of us, three of us, four of us, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I don't know. But we need to speak the word of the Lord to our situations. We need to speak the word of the Lord to the predicaments. We need to speak the word of the Lord to ourselves even. We need to speak the word, the things, the ministries, the businesses, the people, the family, the loved ones needs to hear the word of the Lord. Our bodies need to hear the word of the Lord. Ah, shandabos. Need to hear the word of the Lord and not necessarily the feelings of ourselves, the words of our feelings. Need to hear the word of the Lord and not the word of worry. Need to hear the word of the Lord and not the word of complaining. Need to hear the word of the Lord and not the word of doubt. Need to hear the word of the Lord and not the word of unbelief. Need to hear the word of the Lord. And not the word of can't. And not the word of impossible. Need to hear the word of the Lord. And so, he, God, said unto Ezekiel, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Now we have this is a productive communication. This is a impossible, being possible communication, a conversation. How are we talking in this season? Now, what are we saying to the things that look impossible, that look hard, that look shut up, that look over? Oh, God, help us to prophesy to the very dry places, oh God. Help us to prophesy to the very lacking places, oh God. Help us to prophesy your word, the word of the Lord, the word of life to the very empty places, oh God. Help us to prophesy the word of the Lord, hallelujah, to the very little places, oh God. Help us to prophesy the word of the Lord to the very last places, oh God. Help us to prophesy the word of the Lord, hallelujah, to the very rebellious places. Help us to prophesy the word of the Lord to the prodigal places. Help us to prophesy the word of the Lord, hallelujah, to the lost places. Help us to prophesy the word of the Lord to the very tired places. Help us to prophesy the word of the Lord, oh God, to the very hurting places. Help us to prophesy the word of the Lord to the very fearful places. Help us, oh God, to prophesy the word of the Lord to the very dark places. Help us to prophesy the word of the Lord to the very unknown places. Help us to prophesy, O God, the word of the Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you. Oh, thank you. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. This is an impossible. That's happening by the words of God's mouth. The impossible that's happening by the words of our mouth. The impossible that's happening by the life of faith that we're speaking. Amen. Hallelujah. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. And Ezekiel says in verse 7, So I prophesied, so I spoke as I was commanded. Oh, Jesus, may we speak as we are being commanded by you. Lord God, even in this place of our time of prayer with you, and even as we go in this week, oh God, may you teach us and begin to speak to us and instruct us on how to speak to these very dry places, these very even hopeless places, these very impossible places. Teach us what to speak, how to speak, life, even if it contradicts our logic, even if it contradicts our feelings, even if it contradicts our very knowing, even if it contradicts our familiarity with the thing on this earth. Let us speak. Let us speak what you're commanding and see your miracles happen at that place, and see your signs and wonders happen at that place, and see it turn around at that place, and see you open doors at that place, and see you make a way at that place. Let us prophesy, hallelujah, and see, and not only that, but how about and see peace at that place, and see a steadfastness at that place, and see a faith where I'm fully persuaded and I'm not moving no matter what it looks like at that place, and I will be obedient to the instructions, and I'm not moving from this place. Ah! Oh God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Can we have a little praise break? Hallelujah. A little worship break. Hallelujah. We're watering the words already, and watering this place with faith that cometh from our worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 So listen, Ezekiel in verse 7 says, So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. May we recognize and be able to distinguish and discern the noise of faith versus the noise of doubt. May we be able to distinguish and discern the noise of God doing a new thing. I'm reminded in Isaiah, he says, Behold, I do a new thing. Do you not perceive it? May we be so in tune with God. Hallelujah. May we be so in tune with you. Cause us to be able to perceive the new thing that you're doing. And I'm being told even in this moment by the Holy Spirit, and God will set us in a dry place, a dark place, an impossible place, because it's in that place. It's in that place that the new thing is being it's springing forth, it's being birthed. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. I'm reminded of just even how when women give birth, it's in the birthing comes from that painful place, a laborious place. Thank you, Jesus. May we even begin to make a joyful noise, noise of faith. And there was a noise, and I even hear the Lord now. I'm causing there to be a noise in your life, a noise of good, a noise of rejoicing, a noise of hope, a noise, hallelujah, of dancing, a noise of reunion, a noise of reconciliation, a noise of healing. Ah, come on, somebody. A noise of increase, a noise of abundance, a noise of prosperity, a noise of purpose. Amen. A noise, hallelujah, of a life and life more abundantly. And behold, a shaking and the bones came together, bone to his bone. We thank you for the reuniting and the uniting, even in the place of blessing and marriages and causing marriages to break forth. We thank you, O God. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Somebody say it's not over. Ooh, somebody, it's not over. I hear the Lord. It's not over. It's not over. It's not over. It's just beginning. It's not over. It's not over. Whatever it is, it's not over. It's not over. It's not over. It's not over. Somebody needs to hear that. It's not over. No matter how bad it looks, no matter how over it looks, no matter how dark it is, amen, I hear the Lord. It's not over. Don't quit. And I'm talking about no matter how bad, meaning like in a healthy way, not you're in a dangerous place bad, okay? Amen, please. Hallelujah. It's not over. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't stop praying. Don't stop believing. Don't stop. Be unceasing is what I hear the Lord telling all of us, me included. Be unceasing. I hear happy ending. Thank you, Lord God. Okay, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man. See, it's like then we come to our end and there God is again. Okay, now do this, right? And then we do it and we don't receive the next instruction, the next step, the next know-how until we fulfill the one that he just spoke to us. We're doing it by faith in steps. Let's not get ahead of God. Help us to not get ahead of you, Lord. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded. Oh, Lord, let us prophesy as you command. Let us prophesy as you command to our children. Let us prophesy as you command to our life. Let us prophesy as you command even to our finances. Let us prophesy as you command to our jobs. Let us prophesy to our purpose. Let us prophesy to the property, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, O God. And the breath came unto them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. God is speaking to those of us who are in a place of having little hope, having little faith, having no hope, having no faith. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. We thank you, God, on this day that the grave places, the emotional grave places, the relational grave places, the financial grave places, the ministry grave places, the professional grave places, the projects and the things at the work of our hand grave places, the seeking for job grave places, the family trouble grave places, the mental trouble grave places, whatever the grave places are, God, the bleak places. We thank you, O God, for breathing your breath of life in those places. We thank you, O God, for calling us out of those places and loosen the grave clothes, hallelujah, off of us, O God. We thank you, O God, that you are speaking on our behalf, that you are performing, that the things that we thought we had to do, O God, we just need to follow your instructions and obey you. So, God, we just humbly submit ourselves to you, to trusting you, that no matter what it looks like, may we keep our eyes on you, O God. We thank you, hallelujah, for returning the lost, Lord God, is returning home. We thank you, O God, for the troubled places are being caressed by you and eased by you. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for your spirit. May we have your spirit in this time. May we have your spirit in this season. We thank you for your spirit as we lay down and sleep. We thank you, O God, for sending your angels to minister to us and to help us. May we have your spirit as we work. May we have your spirit as we go to and fro. May we have your spirit in our conversations with others, O God. May you teach us, O God, and reveal to us, hallelujah, how it is we need to be speaking. May we speak in alignment with you. I thank you, Lord God, that you have received us in this place. We thank you, O God, that you have heard us in this place. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for a fresh anointing in this place. Pour out on us, O God, an anointing. We thank you, O God, for causing the scales to fall off of our eyes in this place. We thank you, O God, for the callous hearts, Lord God, to be softened in this place. We thank you for circumcision that's happening in this place, the cutting off of that which is unproductive and unhealthy, Lord God, in our life, in our thought life, in our talk life, Lord God, in our doing life, O God. We thank you for the correction in this place because of how you love us. We thank you that for how you're drawing us near in this place, O God. We thank you, Lord God, for reminding us that there's nothing too hard for you and there's nothing impossible with you. We thank you, O God, for for your resurrecting power in this place. That's what we just read in this passage. One of the things it reflects God's resurrecting power. And some of us are in a position for God's resurrecting power. Your resurrecting power in our spiritual life. Your resurrecting power in our thought life. Your resurrecting power in our faith walk. Your resurrecting power, hallelujah, in our relationships. Your resurrecting power in our households. Your resurrecting power in our bodies. Your resurrecting power on earth. Your resurrecting power. I'm reminded right now of how scripture informs us that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that worketh within us, that lies within us, that we have. So teach us also how to walk in our power. Teach us what it is to use and be in the fullness of this power. Change us on this day, O God. Transform us by the renewing of our minds on this day, O God. May we not keep going around the same mountains and doing the same things and finding us in the same place and just a different day, a different year, a different 5 years, a different decade. May we do the changing that we need to do. May we do the adjusting that we need to do. Break the cycles, O God. Destroy the generational cycles and the cycles that we find ourselves in life that is not producing, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for disrupting the cycles, no matter how uncomfortable or inconvenient they may be. If those cycles are not producing life, even there's some cycles, I'm reminded in the Gospel of John how he'll prune even that which is producing fruit. He'll prune it in order for it to produce more fruit. I thank you, O God, for even dealing with the cycles that we'll be producing more fruit. May our lives be a life of fruit production. Being fruitful and multiplying. Cause our wombs to produce fruit. Cause our bodies to produce fruit. Cause our interactions to produce fruit. Any interactions that there may be that is not producing sweet fruit, good fruit, healthy fruit in those interactions, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this time with you. May we begin producing fruit just from our spiritual walk with you. Thank you, O God. We thank you that you are very present help in the time of trouble. Thank you for your helping hand. Thank you, O God, that no matter how long it's been and how long we've been praying on a thing, we thank you, O God, for how you are answering. I prophesy the word of life, the word of the Lord, that you are answering. You are answering us in our place of prayer. You are answering us in our place of crying out. Thank you for tending to all of our cries. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. May we have a life of thankfulness, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you in advance, Lord. We thank you in the now, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for tending to those overbearing places, those weighty places, those uneasy places. We say thank you, Lord God. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for being with us. We thank you for leading us and guiding us. We thank you. We need you, Holy Spirit, in this hour. We need you, Holy Spirit, in this time. We need you, Holy Spirit, in this day. We need you, Holy Spirit. Listen. I prophesy the word of the Lord of trust me. I hear the Lord, trust me. Trust me. And so, God, we're going to trust you even when we are not unable to trace you. We're going to trust you. We're going to trust your ability and not our ability. We're going to trust your ability and not our inability. We're going to trust your can and not our can't. We're going to trust, hallelujah, your knowing and not our knowing. We're going to trust your knowing and not our not knowing. We're going to trust, oh God, your word and not our word. Your word holds all the power. Your word changes lives. Your word, hallelujah, at your word, the speaking of your word rushes in miracles, signs, and wonders. Oh, listen. Oh, listen. I'm reminded even right now, and I'm going to look it up and we're going to read it. Oh, Jesus, I'm reminded at the speaking of your word. Come on, somebody. I don't have the scripture. I don't have the scripture off the top of my head. But look, thank you, Lord. At the speaking of your word, right? It's scripture. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to read this and we'll be done. So, Matthew chapter 14, verse 22, it says, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary." Now remember, they are in God's word. They are in God's, in Jesus' will, in God's will, right? They followed the instruction, and now they find themselves in the storm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we, in following God's will, we'll find ourselves in a stay with it. "And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit.' And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, 'Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid.'" Somebody say, "Be not afraid." "And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water.' And he said, 'Come.'" He spoke his word. The Lord Jesus spoke the word. And when Peter was come, when Peter followed the word down into the ship, he walked on water to go to Jesus. He did it impossible. The speaking, we need your word, oh God, that the speaking of your word and us, the obedience of God's word, will cause us to be in the midst of an impossible, in the supernatural, in the extraordinary, in the God's miracles, signs, and wonders. So as we go from this place, remember that with God, all things are possible. I see you next week. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha, Vihoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha, Veyasimlacha, Shalom. God bless you by his miracles, signs, and wonders. All things are possible with God. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.